Hi, this is Melissa Butler, and I just wanted to say happy holidays to all my friends and family spread out across the United States.
Dancing our way into your heart, this is the Christmas stocking. Did you think it was Dancing with the Stars for a sec? No? Okay, then. I'm Lee Cameron. No, really, I am. I'm working on a cold here. But the holiday waits for no man, and I refuse to stop celebrating the holiday for a little cold. Hey, what do you hear who called the Christmas line? 206-984-1070. 206-984-1070. You'll hear the call in a bit. One of my wife's favorite Christmas things is Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's fairy tale ballet, The Nutcracker, written in 1892. It's based on a revision of a story by a German writer, E.T.A. Hoffmann, who wrote a lot of fantasy and horror stories. It was called The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. The revision was written by French writer Alexandre Dumas, creator of The Three Musketeers, among many famous characters. As often happens with revisions, Dumas' version was much lighter than the dark, some would call morbid, original. The Nutcracker followed another wildly successful ballet Tchaikovsky had collaborated on, Sleeping Beauty. The thing is, The Nutcracker wasn't wildly successful. Not at first. The Nutcracker Suites, a collection of 8 pieces from the ballet that premiered the previous March, was very successful, and was pretty consistently performed from then on. The ballet, which premiered December 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia, was disliked by critics and Tchaikovsky himself, who didn't like his music at first. It grew on him, though, and the ballet was popular in Russia from then on. The first time the Nutcracker was performed outside of Russia was in London in 1934. Interestingly, Elsa Lanchester was cast in the Arabian Dance. You might remember as the Bride of Frankenstein. I know I do. The Nutcracker made its way to America 10 years later with its first full production in San Francisco. They made it an annual tradition there immediately. New York joined them in another 10 years, in 1954, with a New York City Ballet production, and it's been performed there every year since. Some famous people you may have heard of have been involved in creating productions, like Rudolf Nureyev and Mikhail Baryshnikov, of course, but not together. Where the Wild Things Are author Maurice Sendak, who designed the sets for an Oregon production, and Macaulay Culkin, in a film version in 1993. There have been many variations of the story since its original production, but the basic outline is it's Christmas Eve at a party, kids are playing and dancing, and Drosselmeyer comes with a couple of life-size dolls that dance in delight, although they always kind of creep me out. But I like that. Drosselmeyer gives the two kids their presents, and the boy is jealous of the girl's Nutcracker toy. He grabs it, and he breaks it. Drosselmeyer repairs the doll, everyone goes to bed, and the girl comes out to check on the doll and falls asleep with it. The girl starts to dream that she shrinks, toys come to life, an army of mice overrun the room, fight, and capture the Nutcracker and his toy army. The girl knocks the Mouse King cold, making the rest of the mice skedaddle. The Nutcracker turns into a prince, they go to the land of snow, and then the land of sweets, and there's a lot of dancing, and the girl wakes up with her Nutcracker. The music has been adapted many times, too. My favorite is the Nutcracker Suite by Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1960 with Billy Strayhorn. I tried to find some interesting and different pod-safe music from the Nutcracker that I wanted to feature, but I really couldn't. And I know chances are good if you're listening, you want to hear a traditional rendition. So, from Baytown, Texas, here are one of the Goose Creek bands, a collection of junior high school, and college bands. I'm not sure which one this is. This is my favorite part, a nice traditional rendition of March of the Wooden Soldiers. Thank you. The Goose Creek Bands with part of the Nutcracker Suite. Very nice. You can find the entire Nutcracker Suite and over 600 other pieces that they did online, including some jamming tunes like Groove is in the Heart. Links are at the show notes, which can be accessed at mychristmasstocking.net. Mychristmasstocking.net, all one word.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Lee. We just wanted to take an opportunity to give you a call here from our workshop at the North Pole to let you know how much we really appreciate all the fine work that you have been doing on the Christmas Stocking Podcast. We love to listen to it while we're working in the workshop, and I even listen to it on the sleigh on my iPod while I'm flying around to check who's the naughty and who's the nice. I can tell you right now, you are definitely on the good list, and hopefully we can bring you something special on Christmas Eve. And I'd just like to tell all of your listeners to have a very Merry Christmas, and be sure to stop by and visit Santa on my website at SantaCentral.com, and you can also catch me on Twitter as Santa Claus. So don't forget, I'm always watching, so you better be good, for goodness sake. Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a very happy New Year.
Hey, thanks for calling 206-984-1070, Santa. By the way, Santa puts out a great daily email update via SantaCentral.com. I always like to hear what the big guy is up to, and he lets you know every day. Let me know what you're doing, and say Merry Christmas in languages other than the one I'm currently speaking. Barely. Or in any language to someone you love at 206-984-1070. 206-984-1070. My email is topelf, all one word, topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Let me hear from you soon, though, because I'm stocking up on episodes now and will be done just a few days after this one's released. Although I'm hoping to have episodes up until Christmas Eve. Soon we'll find out about the classic story with the mean man and the ghosts. I love ghost stories. Next time, though, we're heading to South America for a warm Christmas. I'm Lee Cameron. Stay warm.